Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. It is Sunday, October 5th, 2025. I'm Shaw Gage sitting in with you this morning. God's got you. Hey, whatever's going on in life, whether it's a good time or a bad time or a rough time or anything in between, God's got you covered. He's got your back. I know that because I've been through all different extremes. And at the end of the day, when you trust in the Lord, He's got you. He's got your back. All He wants is a relationship with you. We're going to talk about that this morning. So glad you're listening. Hope you'll enjoy some music this morning and some conversation. Maybe be encouraged a little bit too. But whatever's going on, just remember, it's all going to be all right. Jesus loves you. Our reading this week comes from Hebrews 3, verse 13, and it says this, "But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness." Y'all, that verse stuck out to me this week and just made me realize how important it is to encourage one another and why it is that we encourage one another. And Scripture tells us to right there. We need to do it today. There needs to be a little sense of urgency when it comes with that encouragement because you know what? Look around. Things are tough. There's a lot of angst in this world. There's a lot of divide. But we as believers, we as Christians need to come together and try to encourage people and try to be the salt and be the light and not argumentative and not dismissive of anybody that's not just like you or just like me. But we need to come together and learn how to communicate with one another. And I think over the last 3 weeks, a lot of Americans have realized that. And a lot of people are just, you know, they're sick of all the stuff in life. They're sick of the divide. They're sick of the politics. And they're sick of quite frankly, just the loss of dignity and respect for one another in this country. And that's not just me, but everybody that I've talked to in the last 3 weeks is kind of feeling the same spirit. And y'all, there's nothing I can do to change our world. Only God can do that. And that's through His Holy Spirit. And, you know, there's only one that's going to defeat evil in the end, and that's Jesus Christ. So what we got to do as believers is we just got to reflect His light into the dark situations and try to encourage one another. So just praying about it and just trying to figure out, that's one of my gifts is encouragement. I like to encourage people. That's why I do what I do on a daily basis. That's why I'm here with you guys sitting here today. And it's why I love to teach and to coach because that's just what makes me tick. And so I know not everybody has that same gift that I do, and I don't have a lot of gifts that other people have, obviously. But that's where it's cool. God uses the body, right? The body of Christ. He uses all of us. We all have our different talents. We all have our different strengths, and He uses us. But I just wanted to share my heart today and just about encouragement and why I believe it's so important that we do that with one another. Because you know what? We don't want to walk around with a bunch of angry people and a bunch of worked up people in an angst-filled society. And you know, you turn around and that's where we are. So I think we all need to take a little inventory. We need to do a little bit better job of encouraging one another. You know, it's so easy just to be bitter and resentful. Why is that? Is that our sinful nature? I don't know. But it takes work to be an encourager. It takes a heart attitude that is quite different from what the world tells us. The world tells us it's all about me. I need to be selfish. I need to have everything my way, and I need to have it now. But God's kingdom says it quite the opposite. We should encourage one another, and we should put others before ourselves. And y'all, if we start doing that, I believe we can make a change in this world. I believe we can make a change in society. But remember, it starts one conversation at a time, and it starts with you, and it starts with me. So glad you're listening today, and thankful you're a part of it. And hope you're enjoying the music, and hope you enjoy the conversation. Shaw Gage back with you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part. You know, we're talking about Hebrews 3:13. It's just talking about encouragement. But it tells us here, it says, be encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today. And y'all, in that scripture, it's in quotation marks. Today is in quotation marks. Quotation marks, and the T in today is capitalized. And I think that's very significant because it places the importance and the stress on today. You know, I think we can all sit and go, well, I'll do that next week, or that mission trip, I'm going to do that next year, or, you know, that neighbor, God's laid on my heart, I'll go talk to him tomorrow, or, you know, we always trying to put off. I know I'm guilty of that. But this Hebrews 3:13 hit me in a new light, and I said, no, don't forsake today. Don't let today get away from you. If God lays something on your heart, go encourage somebody today, capital T today. Be in the present because you never know. You never know when you're going to draw your last breath or when anybody is. And so you don't want to have regrets. You don't want to have, man, I woulda, shoulda, coulda, but I didn't do that. And, man, if I could only go back and do it. Don't delay. If God's laying somebody on your heart to reach out to or a mission trip or a service project that you need to do, take care of that today. And it's so important because if we procrastinate, if we wait, you know, we kind of cool off a little bit and we lose a little bit of our energy. And the person that or the individual or whatever it is we're trying to encourage, they may lose a little bit of faith. They may lose a little bit of energy. And it's so important to encourage one another and to build each other up because we are a family and we are all in this thing together. And everybody's trying to figure out how to navigate our world, our social situation, our politics. And it's crazy. And there's a lot of just, you know, hard stuff out there and a lot of divide. And I keep saying the word angst. And it's just out there. But I think it's so important that not only do we do it today because we got to seize the day, but we got to do it today's today. And then we got to do it tomorrow's today. And then the next day's today. And we got to stay present, be in the moment. And I think we just got to be present. You know, I heard that from a sales manager a few years ago. And he said, be present wherever you are. And I was like, that's kind of simple. But the more I thought about that, it's so true. I mean, how guilty are you? I know I am of, I may be here, but I'm not present. You know, I may be at a restaurant with my family, but I may be distracted, or I may be sitting in the den with my wife and my kids or whoever friends may be over. And but if I'm distracted, if I'm looking at my phone or I'm watching the ball game more than I'm trying to visit with the people that I'm hanging out with, I'm not really present, am I? I'm just kind of there. And I think it's so important in this fast-paced day and age that we slow down and that we take time to invest one another and we take time to encourage one another because, look, things come at you. Life is hard. I was encouraging a really good friend of mine a few weeks ago and just going through some marriage stuff. And we had some really hard conversations, but it was an opportunity to share Jesus in that situation with him and his wife. And, you know, we laughed after the conversation. We kind of had a hard conversation. Then we kind of chuckled at the end. And I just said, man, you're going to have to give this back to me within the next 12 months because we're all human. We all mess up and we all have struggles. And, you know, I'm not perfect and I mess up. And so I said, man, you're going to have to encourage me in my walk, in my marriage, and how I'm treating my wife. And so it's cool how God just uses us to encourage one another. And then when we encourage people, it pays it forward. And then that person encourages somebody, and hopefully we just get this thing going where we can get this thing back on track, and we can make a difference in this world. But remember, it starts with you, and it starts with me, and it starts one conversation at a time. Hang in there. Glad you're listening this morning. So glad to just have this opportunity to share with you what the Lord's laid on my heart, and I hope it's an encouragement to you. And anyway, glad you're here, and we'll talk to you on the other side. You know, at the end of Hebrews 3:13, it says we should encourage one another daily as long as it's called today. So be in the present moment. But also, it's more importantly, too, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness, you know, so that you don't become a grumpy old man or a crabby old lady or whatever it may be. We've got to be encouragers because, A, it's the right thing to do. That's what the body of Christ does. We build each other up and we lift each other up. And when it's hard for an individual, I'm supposed to go help my brother up, and then he's probably going to pay me back with that and lift me up when I'm going through a downtime. But we do that because, A, it's the right thing to do. But secondly, we don't want all that stuff to pile up on us. You know, if you just have bad stuff and negative stuff and bad stuff and heavy stuff, and it just piles up, and sometimes it's almost insurmountable, you feel like. But with God, nothing's impossible. And he wants to take all that out of our life. He wants that strife out, but we've got to trust him and we've got to lean into him. And we got to do that by listening to others and being encouraged by others. And, you know, I had this thought back when I was a school teacher. I would see these teachers when I was working on my degree. I'd have to do student teaching and go to different schools. And I was going through and I was watching these older teachers and half of them look like they've been sucking on lemons. You know what I mean? They just got this bitter, like angry look, like faces all shriveled up and pruned up. And you're just going, man, what is going on? And you talk to these teachers and there was a lot of anger and resentment towards the students. And you're just going, what are you doing? I mean, like what an impact, a negative impact you're having on so many of these kids and you don't even know it. So I made a promise to myself right then and there. I don't want to be that guy. I know I can get in a bad mood and I can be angry and I can be bitter just like everybody else. But y'all, at the end of the day, I pray in a way as best I can. And I just trust in the Lord and go, God, use me wherever you want me to go, whatever you want me to do. I'll speak up and I'll encourage. And he's given me opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to stand on this platform that he has built. Make no mistake about it. It's all God. It's all him. It's nothing to do with me. I'm just willing to do it. And God has blessed it. And it hasn't been easy. And it hasn't always been what I thought. But it's not about me. It's not about you. It's about serving the Lord and encouraging one another and being there for one another. And I think we've got to do a better job with that. Because you know what? The flip side, if we don't do that, y'all, darkness wins. Evil wins. And we cannot let that happen. It's just important that we stand up and we speak up and be bold. And I'm not talking, again, I'm not talking militant. I'm not talking angry. I'm not talking resentment. I'm just talking about being bold in your faith. And hey, I'm not saying believe what I believe, but know what you believe in and stand up for it and live your life for it. I think it's so important. We're not doing that anymore. I think a lot of us are just going through the motions. We're going to work. We're going to school. We're collecting a paycheck. We're eating dinner. We're getting on social media. And then we're doing it all over again the next day. But really, when you stop and think about it, what are you doing? What are you doing with what God's given you? And, you know, I'm a firm believer that we're all going to stand before the creator of the universe when we draw our last breath. And I heard somebody say years ago, he's probably going to ask you something along the lines of, what have you done with what I gave you? And, y'all, I believe that's going to be something that happens. It may not, but at the end of the day, I want to be ready with that answer to go, God, I messed some stuff up, but you know what? We had some really good times on the ball field and in the classroom and on the radio show and with my customers. And, you know, that's my hope and my prayer. And that's what motivates me to encourage another person. And you guys, as you're listening, and that's my heart. It's just where I am. And I know not everybody's like that, but I just want to give back and try to encourage you and let you know that at the end of the day, whatever you're going through, it's going to be okay. Jesus loves you, and it's going to be okay. And just remember, there's usually always somebody that has it worse. I'm not trying to make your situation light or say it's not important. It is. And I know what it's like to go through struggles, both financially, health-wise, relationship-wise. I've been through a lot, and I know a lot of you guys and gals have too. But just hang in there, and just know that it's going to be okay. It's going to get better. Just keep praying and keep trusting the Lord. Just a reminder, you know, we talk about a lot of different things on this show, but at the end of the day, listen, God's got you. He's got you. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for you and shed his blood so that you could spend eternity with him. And all he asks in return is a relationship with him. And a lot of people think, well, I've got to go to church. I've got to get money in the collection plate. I've got to do this. I've got to be a perfect person. No, it's not about any of that. It's just about going, you know what? I'm a sinner. I need grace, and I'm accepting the grace. God, I thank you for that, and just I'm in. Where do you want me to go, and what do you want me to do? I'm trusting you with my life, and I'm putting you in the decision chair, and I'm done with me. And I read this Proverbs earlier, but it says this. Proverbs 16:3 says, before you do anything, put your trust totally in God and not in yourself. Then every plan you make will succeed. Y'all, I thought a lot about that last couple of days and just going, you know, it's so true. I don't get that right every time. I mess it up probably more than I get it right, to be honest with you. But when I do put God first and I trust him totally and not me, I take Shaw out of the equation. I go, God, you're in this situation. You tell me where to go and I'll do it. And you know what? He blesses those situations and he will. And I think every plan will succeed. Now, what is success? What does succeed mean in that verse? Well, it's not always going to be what you think. It's really not. You know, years ago, when I went back to school and became a teacher, that was God's plan. I trusted totally in God. And I leaned into him, and I put others first. And I tried not to lean on myself. But then first year of teaching, after going through 3 years of college classes in my mid-30s and all that, I get in a car wreck and I find cancer. And that's not fair, and that's not succeeding, is it? But yes, it is. I succeeded in a way through that in my life that totally changed my life and transformed me as a man and transformed my wife and my kids and my friends and my family. And so many people have been touched through that situation. Now, I could sit there and go, man, I had cancer, I was sick, and yeah, I was. But I believe that to be a success because of the fruit that God brought out in me and so many people that I know. And so, again, when you read that scripture, it doesn't mean you're going to be a billionaire and you're going to have every life luxury and succeed in that way. I mean, maybe you will. But in my situation, no. I was going to succeed by being able to encourage other people and to let them know that whatever they're going through, it's going to be okay. It was hard, and it was rough, and it was rotten some days, and I didn't feel like doing anything. But I knew I just had to keep going and putting one foot in front of the other. And I had so many, my wife was, and my kids were behind me, and my doctors and nurses, everybody that took such good care of me, I'm so thankful for, and I can never repay any of that. But it was all just trusting God and allowing him to use other people to help heal me and to help get me back on track. But I believe that to be the case. I believe that was a success in some way, shape, or form. May not make sense to you as I say that out loud, but I believe that that was a success. Again, it was hard, and I wouldn't wish it on anybody, but I wouldn't trade that experience for the world. And if I had to go back and do it all again, I would go back and do it all again because I learned so much about God, who he is, and who I'm not. And that's the important part, y'all. He is everything, and I am nothing. And once I get that through my thick skull, man, I can start to make a difference in this world for people. And it's time. We've got to start putting ourselves and our pride and our selfish ambitions to the side. And we've got to start saying, yes, yes, Jesus, yes, I'm in. Where do you want me to go? And what do you want me to do? He's speaking to me right now as I'm speaking into this microphone. And I hope it's impacting you because it's getting me fired up and getting me motivated. So listen, whatever you're going through, God's got you. It's going to be okay. And man, if you're on top of the world and you're blessed and nothing's wrong, right on. I'm happy for you. Go pay it forward and help somebody that's struggling because we all need it. And I'm going to need it before long too. So just keep on keeping on and keep building each other up and keep being an encouragement. And go what? You know what? Go encourage somebody today because that's what Hebrews 3:13 says. You know, we're just talking about encouragement and, you know, whatever you're going through, God's got you. It's going to be okay. And I've said it several times, like, you know, we all got to encourage one another. I was encouraging a good friend of mine. I try to do it to a lot of people, but specifically a good friend of mine a few weeks ago, and told him jokingly, hey, you're going to be paying this back to me within the next 6 months to a year because I'm going to need it. And so we laughed, but it's true. And we all need encouragement. I don't care how successful you are or how not successful you are. We all need encouragement. We all need to be built up. Everybody likes a good pat on the back because you know what? This life is scary sometimes and we're all going through it together. Nobody's got all the answers. Nobody's got it all figured out, but we can all use our strengths and our best abilities to help one another. And that's where we truly come to truly come together and unify and become the body of Christ. And I believe when we do that, y'all, we can all come together and defeat this angst, defeat this evil, defeat this whatever it is. But I'm going to share this with you guys. I still go to Vanderbilt every 6 months for a checkup for my multiple myeloma diagnosis, which, thank the Lord, 13 years ago, we found this cancer in my shoulder and went through chemo and radiation and stem cell transplant in the winter of 2012 and the spring of 2013. And, you know, first year school teacher, I've shared some of that story before, but I still go every 6 months to Vanderbilt for a checkup. And y'all, I went this week, earlier this week, and, you know, your mind can play tricks on you sometimes, and you start wondering what ifs and doing this. And those of you that have been through any kind of a health diagnosis and you just hold your breath sometimes and just go, you know, what if? And I've learned how to pray it away over the last 7 or 8 years. I used to live in Nashville. Now we're in just south of Birmingham, and it's about a 3.5 hour drive, and that can be a long drive when you're going up to run tests and see, you know, where do you stand? Has anything changed with this cancer? And, you know, usually I pray it away, and then my prayer is for 3.5 hours as I drive up, I turn the radio off and the phone off typically, and I just pray and just enjoy some solitude when I'm going up there. And it's good time. It's reverent time, and it's really special for me. And it's hard, but it's good. And I usually just pray the same thing. The last 7 or 8 years has been, Lord, I pray that my reaction is the same, regardless of what these doctors and nurses say. They could come in and say, you're great, keep on keeping on, and everything looks good. Or they could come in and say, hey, it's back. And, you know, you just never know. And it talks about what we're, you know, it goes into what we're talking about today about encouragement. And, y'all, this past week, as I was getting ready, last weekend, as I was getting ready for the appointment this week, during the middle of the week, I couldn't shake it. I just had this sinking feeling, this heavy feeling, this, man, what if, you know, what if? And, man, I had to pray. I had to toss and turn and not sleep, and just it was tough. And it was really hard, and that hasn't happened in a few years, but I just kept trusting the Lord. And last week we had Malachi Jones on the show, and he shared his verse from 2 Kings, and it was talking about how God has ordained, he's already planted, he's already ordained our steps. And it was just so cool how God used that to come back to me and say, hey, I got you. It's okay. And everything's going to be all right. And, you know, there I was panicked. There I was kind of worried and already starting to think, well, what if this happens? I'm going to do this. And what if that happens? I'm going to do that. And, you know, and sometimes you just get that and it just gets heavy. But God gives you people, and he gives you encouragement that you don't really see coming. And when Malachi came on last week's show and he said, have you not heard? Long ago I ordained it. In days of old I planned it. Now I have brought it to pass. And y'all, it gave me a peace, and it calmed me down. And Tuesday evening I got to Nashville. I stayed up in Nashville, and I just, you know, I spent about 2 hours walking around the Vanderbilt campus and just kind of out there. I had some music in my ear and just walking around and just enjoying a beautiful day and just kind of praying as I was walking around and going, God, whatever happens tomorrow morning. Now here I am before the appointment, the day before, the night before. It could be one of many things the doctors could say. And I'm just going to trust you, God, that you're doing something and you're using this. And went to the appointment, got all my results back. Everything's fine. Everything's cool, just like it has, thank the Lord, for the last 13 years. And but it was interesting. It was a hard weekend to go through. But I think we've got to go through those every now and then so we can remember, we can recalibrate, and we can go, okay, God, I'm truly trusting you in this situation. And I'm not trusting myself. So thank you, Lord. So happy to get a clean report and just to be on the other side of that and not have that worry and that angst. But again, here I talk about it every week, about being an encouragement, and whatever you're going through, it's going to be all right. Trust the Lord. He loves you. And I had an opportunity to listen to my own advice this past week. And so just wanted to share that with you guys. Hope that's an encouragement to you. I don't know why I keep getting good reports and why other people don't. But you know what? At the end of the day, you just got to keep on keeping on. And like the movie Finding Nemo says, keep on swimming. So hang in there. You know, whatever it is, it's going to be okay. And just trust in the Lord, and he'll take care of everything you got. Wow, can't believe we're already to the end of another show. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for being a part of it. Hope you're getting an encouragement out of this. I know it's been good for me just to be able to share and encourage my story and what God lays on my heart each and every week. But it's not about me. It's about letting you know that Jesus loves you and that whatever you're going through, it's going to be okay. I'm a firm believer in that. I think attitude is a lot of it, and I think that goes in line with, you know, the fact that I like to encourage people. And that's what we've been talking about this morning, is encouraging one another. Look, I love to encourage, but I also need encouragement. And I think we've got to be looking for those opportunities in our world today where we can encourage one another, because most people are out for themselves. Most people are so stuck on their iPhones or their computers or iPads or whatever it may be that we're not looking around. We're not taking the time to have deep conversations. We're not taking the time to stop and think about the repercussions of what we're doing or our actions may be. And we're just speeding through life. And, you know, I think we're missing the boat just for ourselves, but also for relationships and just conversations and just getting to know. And just back to that, you know, having a care for people and a empathy for people, just to, you know, hey, there may be somebody different than me, maybe lives on a different side of the world than me, may have somebody that's a different race than me, or a different sexual orientation, or a different denomination, or whatever it may be, and that's okay. because God loves all of us, and I'm not the judge, and I'm not the jury. I'm just supposed to be the witness, right? That's only my job, and it's hard to do because I do interject my opinion a lot. I get old, and I get crabby, and that's what happens, right? I think you just lose some of that filter. But at the end of the day, I had a long conversation with my son, Sam, a couple of weeks ago, and he kind of called me out on something. He was like, Dad, you're talking about, you know, this situation, and it's exactly what you're talking about. You don't like about people talk about you. And it was hard to hear, but it was so cool how God used my son to encourage me in a positive way. And I took a lot out of that. And it just made me stop and be a better listener and made me stop and go, okay, yeah, I think I know everything, but I really don't. I've got to do a better job of listening. I had a really good conversation with a customer yesterday. And we were just talking about that. You know, we don't listen to understand anymore. We just listen to respond. And I think if we would listen to understand more as opposed to just listen to respond, I think we could make a difference in this world. And again, it's a little bit less about me, and it's a little bit more about whoever I'm interacting with. And that's kind of the theme, right? We got to be less about ourselves and more about everybody else if we want to make a difference in this world, and we want to be encouragers, and we want to change this thing and get it back to where, you know, it's a great place to live, and we're proud of this country, and we're, you know, it's time. And, you know, stand up, have a conversation, go encourage somebody, pray for somebody, whatever it may be, but do it today. Hebrews 3:13 says, but encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, capital T, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. So again, go encourage somebody today. Don't delay. Don't wait around for somebody else to pick up the phone. You do it. Because you know what? When you do it, it's like a domino. It knocks the next one down, the next one down, and people pay it forward, and it's true. There's so much encouragement, and there's so much positivity when we talk about encouraging one another and building one another up. Because you know what? That's what Christ did for us. He builds us up. He encourages us. And that's what we've got to do for each other if we want to make a difference for the kingdom. So be encouraged this week. Keep on keeping on. Wow, I didn't even have a chance to grab a cup of coffee this week, but hopefully you did. And hopefully you enjoy what we said on the show and what's going on. And so glad you're a part of it. And hope to see you or hear you back next week. Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.